Mike Scott has led the Waterboy since 1983, and his band still sounds great on the new album Book of Lightning. The Cafe's Michaela Majune is here to talk with Mike about the new songs and the past 20-plus years. We'll start with this performance of Stranger Arrangement from the new album.
On the World Cafe, the current incarnation of the Waterboys, and a song from the brand new CD, The Book of Lightning, Strange Arrangement, with Mike Scott, who is the continuous thread through the Waterboys.
That's me.
And Steve Wickham on fiddle. And you go back a ways with Steve, but he's back.
Yeah, Steve joined the band in 1985, left it in 1990, rejoined in 2000, still here today.
That's great. And also with you since 2000.
Mr. Richard Nafe on keyboards, yes.
On keyboards, that's great. So this has been a pretty stable arrangement for a while.
The three of us, yeah. And we've done a lot of acoustic touring, Michaela, as a three-piece. Usually it's a five-piece band with bass and drums and a full rock and roll sound. But we've done a number of tours as a three-piece, and we love playing like this.
It's great. And also, I mean, you work together on creating the music, evidently.
Yeah. I like people to come up with their own parts and, you know, challenge me.
But you, but the lyric writing is always you.
It is, yeah. Unless I put old poetry to lyrics, like the Irish poet W.B. Yeats. I've set him to music a number of times. But if it's a new lyric, it's mine.
And where do you think those lyrics come from?
My lyrics?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think they get sparked by things I've seen or things I've thought or maybe something I've overheard someone say. But as to, in a mystical sense, kind of where do they come from? Where do these complete lyrics come from? That's a question I can't answer. No one knows.
A lot of people say that, who write, that they feel it's coming through them.
Yeah, I sometimes feel that. I think with the lyrics that I consider to be my best ones, I feel they've come through me, as it were. But I guess others are more the product of my own mind. Sometimes there's a transcendent experience in songwriting, but sometimes it's very mundane.
Is it ever tedious for you?
No, never. Well, maybe if I'm stuck on a rhyme and I spend 4 or 5 hours battling with this rhyme before it will come right, that can be tedious. But the fruit at the end makes it worthwhile.
You've been at this since the 80s. How has making this music and presenting it changed for you over the years?
Well, I've changed in myself, Miguel. I'm more focused than I used to be. So that makes a big difference. If you mean how's the business changed, things are faster now. Everything is speeded up. People's attention span is less. I feel the audience's attention span is less. I'm not talking about diehard Waterboys fans who stay with us year after year, but the general public has a very short attention span. They want a hit of something new and then they move on. And I think the music business fosters this situation. I'm not sure that it's a good thing, but it's the way it is.
You know, I read this quote, and I was so surprised by it, where you said that you've done nonstop touring since 2000, and you say, "I finally learned to stand in my shoes and sound my own unique note. Everybody has one, with the power and mastery I always sought." Mm. And I think that would be really surprising to your fans, that you felt that before that, you didn't have that power and mastery. I mean, it really seemed like you always have.
Well, when I was a young man in my 20s, I had a fire and a passion. And it's easy to be passionate and fiery when you're in your 20s. That's how you're meant to be in your 20s. But I've found that nurturing that passion and having it on tap is a much more difficult thing to do. And that's what I'm talking about when I say I've got a mastery of myself, that I can switch it on is too crude a term, but I can access it whenever I need to, which is basically when I walk out on a stage or when I start playing for the folks here at WXPN.
So you're not at its mercy, but it's a force that you can use.
Sometimes I am at its mercy, and those are beautiful times. You know, when a muse calls on me and makes me write when I don't want to write, those are wonderful times, and I'm glad of those times.
Well, there's a song on the CD that seems like you're looking back at that earlier time in terms of a relationship. I may be wrong about that.
No, you're absolutely right. You're talking about She Tried to Hold
Right.
Me. Yeah.
And it seems like from this vantage point, you have a better handle on what happened.
That's exactly it, yeah. Isn't that always the way? Hindsight, as my friend Nico Bolas says, hindsight, the only exact science.
That's great. So you're going to do the song?
We are, yeah. She Tried to Hold Me. And we're going to explore a new arrangement of it, so here goes.
She tried to hold me. She tried to hold me. She didn't know love is letting go. She said, "I'm looking for perfection," as she strode in my direction. She cast her mantle round me, said I'm completed since you found me. She executed her enchantment, secreted me in her encampment, with diversions and pretenses. She dismantled my defenses. She tried to hold me. She tried to hold me. She didn't know love is letting go. She told me I was unrealistic, and then she went ballistic in her powder blue pajamas. Me some flotsam in her drama. She said love's what I believe in, but inside she was seething with a cyclone raging under, like she was skin surrounding thunder. She tried to hold me. She tried to hold me. I muttered farewell with the driving wind again me and shame exploding in me. It took me 6 years to begin again, to feel secure in my own skin again. For she lingered like uranium, demon in my cranium. She tried to hold me. She tried to hold me. She didn't know love is letting go. All this was long ago now. If I knew then what I know now, I'd have deployed a little patience. I'd have laughed at all her stipulations. But I was young and I fumbled, a boy fool whose castle crumbled. I couldn't save her, though I forgave her. She tried to hold me. She tried to hold me. She didn't know love is letting go. She tried to go.
She tried to hold me a new arrangement today just for the World Cafe. Although I think maybe you'll keep it, right? That sounded great.
Thanks.
What a great song that is. There's so much there. We could talk for another hour about some of the images. She lingered like uranium. What a great line. Do you find that along with the control of the passion in terms of creating music, that there's also less of a tendency now to be flotsam in someone's drama? To quote another line from the song?
I don't know how to answer that question. Certainly, if I was back in situations like that, that happened to me just 20-odd years ago. It's kind of compound of two relationships, that song. It wouldn't happen now. Do you know, it just wouldn't happen. I've learned all about boundaries over the years, personal boundaries.
That's what I meant. I mean, yeah it's a learning that only happens through experience and through maturing.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Right. It's such a great way to express it, though. I love the song.
Thank you.
The Book of Lightning is the new CD from the Water Boys, our guest today on the World Cafe. I know you're getting ready to do a George Harrison song. You knew him.
No, I didn't, sadly.
You didn't?
I missed my chance to meet George Harrison, you know. I was recording an album in the mid-90s, and Jim Keltner, the great American drummer, was playing drums for me. And he said to me, you know, Michael, because he speaks like that, you know, Michael, this song that we're working on, I think George would like this one. Do you want me to ask him if he'll play guitar? And, you know, like a fool, I had my eye on that song for me to play the guitar solo. And I said, no, Jim, but I've got this other song. Maybe George would play guitar on that. I don't think so, Michael. I think this is the one that he'd like. But no, I wouldn't be told. And I gave Jim the other song to play George. And George said, nice, but no, I can't think of anything to play in it. So I never got to meet him.
Which song was it that you didn't want him to play?
The song that Jim thought he should play in was a song of mine called Questions. It was the opening track on the Still Burning album. And the song that I thought George should play on was, it didn't go on the album, it was called Big Lover.
And why did you want to play All Things Must Pass?
The song All Things Must Pass?
Yeah,
it's always been a favorite song of mine. You know, I loved that album. I think it's probably my favorite album of all time, All Things Must Pass by George Harrison. And the song itself, All Things Must Pass, has a transcendent universal quality to it. There's a universal truth voiced in the song that makes me kind of weak at the knees, so I like to sing it.
Great. Please do.
Be on my way. face another day. Now the darkness only stays at night time. In the morning it will fade away. Not always gonna be this great. All things must pass. All things must pass away. All things must
Water Boys on the World Cafe. That was beautiful. All things and all people must pass away, but it's really hard to let go of George Harrison has been. There's a song on the album that we've been playing a lot, and I must ask you about it before we say goodbye.
Sure thing.
Everybody Takes a Tumble. Mm-hmm. Interesting song. And there's a section that mentions a bunch of people, including Sinead O'Connor and Van Morrison.
Yeah.
It's always interesting when somebody puts references to other musicians or cultural figures in a song. What's going on there?
It's a snapshot of Dublin as it appeared to me when I moved there in 1986. The song was written back then. I've had it up my sleeve for a long time. It was a kind of brother song to Fisherman's Blues. It's the same rhythm. It's almost the same chords, in fact. They were written within a week of each other. And that verse describes the scenes, the events, the people that I encountered in Dublin. The first line of the verse is, "Brushes back in the ballrooms." This is a Dublin guitar player called Brush Shields, S-H-I-E-L-S. I don't know why his first name is Brush, but it is. And then Philo's M-I-A, that's Philip Linnett of Thin Lizzy, who died the same day that I arrived in Ireland. It was on, Steve met me at the airport, and as we drove into town, it was on the radio that Phil Linnett had died. So Philo's MIA, Sinead O'Connor, Van Morrison's moaning something about a copycat. It wasn't me he was moaning about, but he had a bee in his bonnet about certain other singers at the time who he felt were ripping him off. So there you go.
Interesting. And why did you not record it till now?
I think mainly because it was too similar to Fisherman's Blues. I couldn't put them both on the album.
You know,
on the Fisherman's Blues album. I couldn't do it. I couldn't put them both on.
But there have been a number of albums since then.
Yeah, I guess so. I was never quite ready to do the song. I'm never quite happy with the lyrics, perhaps. I'm waiting for Steve to rejoin the band so that he could play the fiddle.
You don't want to do it now, do you?
It's a... Wow. Everybody Takes a Tumble. Wow. Let's see what it sounds like. Yeah, we could give it a go.
Great. Break your heart into pieces is what I'm here to do. I got nothing but trouble, babe, in store for you. I got one eye fixed on the mind checks, one hand behind your back, and you just stumbled blind, babe, right into my track. And that's when you fell. So low.
takes a tumble, don't you know? That's when you fell so low. Pick yourself off the floor before you go. I'm the devil that drives a hard bargain. Fireman burns his hands. Preacher makes a sermon. Lord surveys his lands. Huckfin just went out for sticks. He ain't coming back. And you just stumbled blind, babe, right into my track. That's when you takes a tumble, don't you know? That's when you fell so low. Pick yourself off the floor before you go. MIA. Sinead O'Connor is the guest of honor at the plays you're gonna play. Old Van Morrison's moaning something about a copycat. You just stumbled blind, babe, right into my track. That's when you takes a tumble, don't you know? That's when you fell so low. Pick yourself off the floor before you go. Just got the sack, and you just stumbled blind, babe, right into my track, and that's when you fell so low. Everybody takes a tumble, don't you know?
Everybody Takes a Tumble, finishing up our session today with the Water Boys. That new album is called Book of Lightning, and our thanks to Mike Scott and Michaela Majun for a great session today. Coming up, a couple of songs about New Orleans post-Katrina. We get back here to the World Cafe.